From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You are very welcome to our program. We will be looking at some of what John the Baptist had to say about the Savior in our study of the Gospel of John. Chapter 1, verses 15 to 18 are the verses we will be looking at today. Our regular listeners will know that I like to remind everyone of our program tonight at 9 o'clock, and I will do that now. We are studying the life and times of Elijah the prophet, and also featuring a sermon I recently preached on the solemn subject of assisted suicide. That's a topic that was in the news not too long ago. We'll play another extract from the sermon, and of course, remind everyone that they may have a free copy of the sermon tape by contacting me and requesting it. But, back to this morning, here is the hymn, How Firm a Foundation, Ye Saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in His excellent word. And after we listen to it, we will be turning to John's Gospel, the chapter 1 and the verses 15 through to 18. Let's turn to those verses I've already referred to, John chapter 1, verses 15 to 18. In them, we will discover three great truths about the Lord Jesus. Let's read the verses together. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, This was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. John the Baptist was the forerunner of the Lord Jesus. That is, he went ahead of him and told the people of his near approach. These verses contain the very heart of what it was John would have preached concerning the Savior. Of course, what John said of Christ must be the basis of what every true servant of God today has to say regarding him. Those who do not echo the words of John the Baptist are not the true servants of God, and their counsel is to be rejected as false. Notice the earnestness with which John spoke of Christ. It says he cried. If ever a message called for such a cry, it's the message of the gospel. First of all, please notice with me that Christ alone is the fountain from which our every need is supplied. John said, "Of his fullness have all we," that is, all Christians, "received, and grace for grace." It is out of his fullness that our needs are supplied. The Bible teaches us that it is in Christ alone that all fullness dwells. That fullness cannot dwell in a number of places. That is a simple and logical truth. You may have four quarters or two halves, but there is only one fullness. And in Christ is found the fullness of God. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. Colossians 1:19, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Colossians 2:3. From Christ there flows the fullness of life and enriching grace that the poor sinner needs for time and for eternity. He is the root from which the branches draw their sustenance. Christ is rich in mercy, grace, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. And out of this fullness, all believers in every age have been supplied. He is the fountain from which Adam, Abel, and Abraham drank. From him, David, Daniel, and Deborah obtained their every need. Job, Joseph, Jeremiah, likewise, found in the Lord Jesus all that their soul required. The New Testament saints drink from this same fountain. Mary, the mother of Christ, said of him, the one born of her, her Saviour, "He hath filled the hungry with good things." Luke chapter 1, verse 53. So every true child of God has found Christ to be. He is called the Prince of Life, because all life flows from him. When the hungry sought food in the days of the famine in Egypt, and they came to Pharaoh for help, he said unto them, "Go unto Joseph. What he saith to you, do." Genesis 41:55. These words of Pharaoh are a foreshadowing of the words of Mary to the servants at the wedding in Cana of Galilee, where Christ turned the water into wine. Mary said, "Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it." John chapter 2, verse 5. You see, Christ is God's storehouse of mercy and grace to poor, needy, starving, dying sinners. Every saved sinner in heaven will, throughout eternity, acknowledge that Christ alone was the source of salvation and redemption. Have you sought him for your spiritual needs? Secondly, consider with me the superiority of Christ to Moses. See what it says? For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Moses was but a mortal servant used to convey to Israel the moral and ceremonial law. The law that Moses proclaimed was holy and just and good, but it could not save the poor sinner. Rather, it could only condemn him. It did, however, point the sinner to Christ, who was portrayed in the numerous sacrifices which had to be offered in the worship of God. Each sacrifice pointed the way by which the sinner could be redeemed, by the shedding of the blood of atonement. Christ was the fulfillment of each one of those types when he, as the Lamb of God, gave himself a ransom on the cross for the sins of his people. Moses and the law spoke of the need of a Saviour for condemned sinners. Christ was the one by whom saving grace came. Seek to understand this today, for herein is the very heart of the gospel message. By Christ has come into this world the grace that God supplies for the saving of sinners. It is not that long ago that a person, sick of what is today a relatively simple and curable disease, would have gone to the doctor only to be told what was wrong with them, and also the sad fact that medical science could do nothing to help them. Now, however, a cure is available. So it was with the law of Moses. It could only tell guilty sinners that they were guilty, but it couldn't cure them. For a man is not justified by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. So said Paul in Galatians 2:16. But in Christ there is mercy by which the poor condemned sinner may be pardoned through faith in him alone. Let me come to the final point. It is Christ alone who reveals the Father unto man. That's what it says. No man hath seen God at any time. The only begotten Son which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. Verse 18. No mortal may look upon the glory of God, not even Moses, with all his privileges and grace. He was told, Thou canst not see my face. Exodus chapter 33 in the verse 20. But all that we are capable of knowing about God is revealed to us in the person of Christ. The Lord Jesus is the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Hebrews 1:3. The Lord Jesus said, I and my Father are one. John chapter 10, verse 30. He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. John 14, verse 9. It is in Christ alone that we may see the Father and be reconciled to the Father, commune with the Father. If you would receive pardon for your sins, if you would start on the road to heaven, if you would be saved, then it is to Christ you must come, for he has been appointed of the Father to declare. The word means to lead to unfold. Unto sinful mankind, the merciful purpose of God and the way of salvation. Indeed, the Saviour tells us in John chapter 14 and the verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If you would come to God today, then it must be through Jesus Christ alone. Any other way upon which you may place your feet will not lead you to God, but rather to everlasting ruin. Heed this truth today. Please remember our program tonight at 9 o'clock. Join me then. God bless you and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.